This is a news-oriented broadcast, and all information is educational in nature and is not intended to be legal, securities, tax, or insurance advice. Securities are not offered or sold on the show. Please consult with the appropriate professional before acting on information heard during the broadcast.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money.
This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is not just another money show, rather a guidance system to help you help yourself. Legacy Financial is a family-owned business and has earned the highest reputation by helping people just like you for over 40 years. Business professionals, school teachers, doctors and nurses, moms and retirees have all benefited from Legacy Financial's time-proven strategies. And now, the Dave and Sherry Show. It's David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome. Listen to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. Thanks for tuning in. My daughter, Sherry Marini, is off this week. Again, the name of our company is Legacy Financial Strategies. Our tagline is we help you enjoy and protect your nest egg. That's not a cliche, folks. We're going to be talking about some topics. I don't know if we'll get to it all in this segment, but next segment we're going to talk about it. So you want to listen up. There is something that was passed. We're doing this on Thursday, December 26th. Last week we did it. It was on December 18th, and this passed the 20th. It was added on to the spending bill. It's called the Secure Act. We've been talking about it for quite some time. In fact, the next segment, I'm going to probably spend the whole segment talking about why that's important and why you need to get educated, because you're going to be, those who are getting near retirement, you're going to be leaving the accumulation phase to the distribution phase, and why taxes make a difference, and it's all about income. So the tagline is we help you enjoy and protect your nest egg. We try to increase your returns and reduce your risk. So again, Legacy Financial Strategies, we're located at 3087 Innovation Way in Harmony, Pennsylvania, zip code 16148, and development called Linden Point. We've been serving pre-retirees and retirees, although we have some younger people, between my daughter and myself for over 60 years. That's not 6 years, over 60 years. I happen to be a master certified estate planner, and my daughter is a certified estate planner. We'll talk more about that. But our toll-free number, if you want to get on our calendar and get a complimentary consultation of the big changes, sweeping changes called the Secure Act. It's a 41-page actually document. We're not going to go through 41 pages. I'm going to hit the highlights. But our toll-free number, if you'd like to set up a complimentary consultation or even a phone call to learn more about this, it's 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. But I'm going to talk about the next segment, how you can get a copy of the entire 41-page, or if you want the Cliff Notes version, I can email or mail that out to you as well. If you're driving and you have nothing to write down or a pencil, which is not a good idea while you're driving, when you get back to the computer, just Google the word Legacy Financial, Legacy Financial. It'll take you an area in Google. Click on where it says leavealegacy.com. That's our website, leavealegacy.com. And there's our new website. It's up and running. Different colors, all kind of lots of information, flip books, seminar, mini seminars. In fact, five of the mini seminars, six mini seminars, have been on for quite some time. You can find them on demand, but we have a lot more than just those six. But you might want to check out these six while I'm on the subject. One is on Social Security. My daughter, even though she's a certified estate planner over 20 years ago, did work for the Social Security office. So we have a mini seminar on Social Security. We have one on estate planning, wills, trust, powers, attorneys. We work with Elatola's attorneys from Eastern Ohio and Western Pennsylvania. My daughter and I happen to belong to the Mahoney-Shenango Valley Estate Planning Council. So if you're going to work with an attorney, you want to work one that, number one, who knows what they're doing, so quality first, two, then price. And then you want to work with someone who doesn't just farm it out, but works alongside with attorneys, knowing about how to integrate these documents into your entire estate and retirement planning. Also on that website, we haven't put it up yet, but we will. We had an interview with Kevin Harrington. He was one of the original Shark Tank members, started Home Shopping Network, kind of made George Foreman, Tony Little famous. We did an interview on his show called The Biz, Business Biz Show Icon, and it's about a 10-minute interview, so we're going to have that posted on our website soon as it's done. I've watched it, looked at it. So again, that's leavealegacy.com. And on those demand seminars, you have one on Social Security. You have one on wills, trust, power of attorney. You have one on how to have a tax-free retirement. One is retirement readiness. How ready are you retiring? Next time, we're going to talk about that switching. We talk about the Secure Act from the accumulation phase to the distribution phase. And we're going to talk a lot about the taxes and why it's important to work with a firm who specializes in these areas. So we also have one on guaranteed income. That's very important. We'll talk more about that next segment and probably the third segment as well. It's about income. Income, folks. Now, if you got enough income, then maybe it's not income. But for many people, you've lost your pension. They don't have pensions. Social Security is a little shaky. In the next 12, 13, 14 years, they're talking about the payout will be 75%. It's still there, but it's got some cracks in it. But if the millennium step up the state, they might solve it. But so anyway, you got some little cracks. Social Security, most people don't have pensions. Some people do, but the majority don't. And the 401ks, people are relying heavily. And we'll talk more about the tax diversification and why this is important. So these mini seminars is one on estate planning, one is on Social Security, one's on are you ready to retirement, one is having a paycheck guaranteed income for life, one is how to have is a tax-free retirement, women and wealth. So there's six mini seminars. LeaveALegacy.com. There's also other more in-depth seminars. You can spend literally hours on that website. LeaveALegacy.com. Now, what do we do at Legacy Financial Strategies? Well, we show people how to protect their assets from catastrophic illness and Medicaid spend down, both on a pre-crisis and crisis basis. Now, it's best to do pre-crisis. Unfortunately, many people do not. And I'm talking about not buying necessary traditional long-term care insurance. That is not our favorite method for several reasons. Mainly, if you don't use it, you lose it, even though there's a high propensity. According to the government, about 75%, 70, 75% will need some type of convalescent care for either in-home care, assisted living care, adult daycare, or nursing home. Of course, there's a 25 or 30% chance that you won't. My grandmother was 98. She never spent a day in there. My mom's 93. She hasn't spent a day in there. My dad spent 2.5 months in there. He died at 86. My father-in-law spent 7 years in the nursing home. He went in when he was 80, and then he died 87 in a nursing home. So that's the one thing, if you haven't planned for it, could wipe you out. But there are some pre-crisis planning called asset-based long-term care. There's some specially designed life insurance policies that not only pay when you die, but you can accelerate. You hear this, folks? You can accelerate the death benefit while you're alive to use for your care for nursing home, in-home care, assisted living care, etc. You may not be aware of those. So there's pre-crisis, but there's also crisis planning for those who haven't prepared. We're going to be doing at least 10 mailings, maybe 20 workshops, depending how many we want to have from that mailing. But at least 10 mailings, we said 20 workshops in the beginning, but we're having just one. And you might want to write this date down. You might see some information in the mail, January. That's next month, folks. January 24th is on a Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock. It's going to be held at the Butler County Community College in Hermitage. in Linden Point. So there's one in Newcastle. This is in Hermitage, Linden Point. I expect we should get quite a few people. It's being sponsored by the Dimension Society. But we're going to talk about protecting your assets from catastrophic illness and Medicaid spend down. It's going to be a single mind topic. It'll probably last about an hour and a half. So if you'd like to register, call us toll free, 800-264-4963. What's the date again? January 24th on a Friday in the afternoon, 2 p.m., about an hour and a half. So toll-free number is 800-264-4963. If you're driving, Google the word Legacy Financial, and you'll see our contact information. Also, we show people to do what? How to avoid probate. As I mentioned earlier, we have those on-demand seminars. We also have taxes. Now, you don't want to think about it, but guess what? In January and February, we're going to be quite busy. We did 628 returns last year. I'm thinking about raising the price for those who already get their done and say, uh-oh, but I'm going to make a special offer. Last year was $125, and that included the state return. That included 10 trades, Schedule D, one Schedule E, including that. So I'm thinking about raising it to 150, but I'm going to include audit protection automatically. And guess what? If you refer one person, I'm going to knock off $75, so you can get it done for $75. If you refer two people, it'll be $37.50. And if you refer three people, it won't cost you anything. How about that? So that's what I'm thinking about. So $150 if you don't refer anybody. But we're looking to grow this. So we also do tax planning, which is just as important, maybe even not more important, because you got to have the return done correctly. We have a full-time accountant who's on staff year-round that we hired last year. He's been with us like 5 years. And we have several other tax preparers. So we're gearing up for that. So we do tax preparation. Now, why is taxes going to be a hot button? Well, the SECURE Act, which I'm going to be talking about, and I'm running out of time, on the next segment. So I'll begin with that on the next segment, and I'll tell you what else we do and why taxes is going to be the utmost important, especially if you have these ticking time bombs. So you're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you to listen to this important message.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of The Complete Guide to Living a Tax-Free Retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. Listen to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. So before we talk about the SECURE Act that just passed last Friday and our show aired Saturday, of course, we did the show last Wednesday, so that's why you didn't hear about it, because we're like a little behind when we record these shows. So past Friday, December 20th. So first of all, what does it stand for? It's called the Setting Every Community Up for Retirement Enhancement Act. Setting Every Community Up for Retirement Enhancement Act. That's what's called the SECURE Act. It was signed in the law and signed by the president Friday, December 20th of 2019. But we were talking about taxes and what we do. We show people how to protect assets from catastrophic illness, both on a pre-crisis and a crisis basis. And we do taxes. Now, why is taxes, working with someone who does taxes? Brokers earn the name the old-fashioned way. They help you to become broke. Now, I'm being sarcastic. That is not true. Some may be that way, but I say the majority is not. Some of them, in fact, there may be some very well, they've done very well during the accumulation phase. What do I mean by the accumulation phase, folks? They're growing your wealth. Now, when you begin to get into retirement, many people, I wouldn't say all, but I'd say that many of them, we start tapping at least some of those assets. So that's called the distribution phase. And why is that important? If you catch the wrong cycle of the market, known as sequence of returns, I don't care if you have $1 million. In this book called The Worthless IRA, and they're talking about any of these ticking time bombs, I'm going to be talking to the gentleman, see if I can get these books in quantities for you. But I'll, in the meantime, I have these other books you can get, but this is pretty powerful. I've only read 40 pages, but he goes over the sequence returns. He uses an example of $1 million IRA and just growing it for inflation. So you're going to take out a modest 5%, even which is way too much. But the returns that he goes through the book have done way better than that. So they figure it'd be on the conservative side. Take out 5% and just take out that $50,000 per year and 3% index for inflation. And it gives some examples. If you took it out in the wrong cycles, like 2000, 2001, 2002, you're going to be shocked just on that modest amount of how you run out of money. Why it's important to understand distribution. Income. Income that you cannot live. So if you want to get a little flavor, go to LegacyFinancialPresents.com or go to our website, LeaveALegacy.com. On-demand seminars has a paycheck for life called Guaranteed Income. Also, taxes. Now, brokers, as I said, they're in the accumulation. They're not so much in the distribution. They are not allowed to give tax advice. Well, one of the things we're going to be talking about, the SECURE Act, why the Roth, named after William Roth, in 1997, came out with the Roth IRA, and how you're going to be able to convert these and why you may want to consider part of your money converting to a Roth. But you have to have the right strategy, and you don't want to have all these individual accounts doing it every year or be in the market doing this. I'm telling you, folks, we have some strategies you've never seen before that'll blow you away. So you want to work with some who is allowed to give tax advice. We're independent. We have legacy advisory groups, our red, yellow, and green money we're going to be talking about, but it's the red money, so we're fiduciaries. We have legacy financial strategies. And we have a tax practice called Innovation Tax Service doing business under Legacy Financial Strategies. And we all work with teams of other people from some of the most complex strategies you can possibly have. We work that are not housed here, but they're part of our team. So that's why you want to work with someone who's a holistic. Again, I'm a master certified estate planner. It means nothing to you, but our taglines help you enjoy and protect your nest egg. We try to increase your returns and reduce your risk. Tax diversification. Have you done tax diversification? You've heard of asset allocation, portfolio diversification. Have you done tax diversification? I bet the majority of people have these ticking dime bombs and have not done tax diversification, and their broker doesn't know anything about it because they're in a lot of talk about it because you're in the accumulation phase. I think it's time to talk with someone who specializes in that area. So if you're interested in learning more about that, set up a complimentary consultation. Call us toll-free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or Google the word Legacy Financial. Legacy Financial, take it to our website called LeaveALegacy.com. LeaveALegacy.com has our contact information. So before I get into the SECURE Act, again, we're going to probably cover this segment and the next segment on that topic, is we also, when it comes to investments or savings, I can't say we have every investment or savings, but we have most. We're independent. So we like to describe money this way, like a traffic light, yellow, green, and red money. Yellow money is what? That's your emergency money, checking, savings, money market, credit union. We recommend 3 months to a year, depending on the person. The advantages of the yellow money, it's relatively safe. It's liquid for the most part. And the negative part is it doesn't pay a lot, and you got to pay taxes on it. Then you got red money, and that's risk money. We have a division of our company called Legacy Advisor Group. That's stocks, bonds, mutual funds, commodities, gold, silver, ETFs. So we have most of those. We have tactical and we have strategic. I won't get into that. So we have a division or company that has red money. The advantage is you get the upside, but you get the downside. Now, the market's been doing good. We had a record today. This is Thursday, December 26th. The NASDAQ finally crossed over the 9,000, first time ever. I can remember in March in 2000 that it tanked all the way down to what? It was at 5,000. It dropped substantially, the market. So NASDAQ, most people look at the Dow Jones, but the Dow Jones is only 30 company. The NASDAQ, for most people, they want to look at. And then the S&P is about 32. So we're hitting highs all the time. Now, the price earnings per share is about 32. Fair market's about 16 when regular was 7. Now, during Clinton, some of the stocks actually got up to price earnings per share up to 50. So you could have some more room. But you heard a saying, pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered. So we're going to talk about a strategy. And we tie in with the Secure Act and the new law they passed that you may want to take a look at on putting some of your money. So that's red money. Green money is your no-so money. Your red money is your so-so money. Now, green money is what? Long-term CDs, savings bonds, fixed annuities, index annuities. Now, folks, when you hear the word annuity, some people shrivel. Are all annuities good? Some are lousy. Let me ask you a question. Are all stocks good? I think you know the answer. No. Are all mutual funds good? No. They all have their pros and they all have their cons. If you're working with someone who doesn't have all the above, I think I would run. You need to have a lot of tools in your belt, and you want to work with someone who has independent and also who does planning in the estate and retirement area. As I mentioned before, I'm a master certified estate planner. My daughter is a certified estate planner, and we also do tax planning. Very, very important. So there's basically what we do at Legacy Financial Strategies and Legacy Advisor Group. When you come in, the first meeting is a complimentary consultation. We ask you questions, you ask us to see if there's a good fit. If there's a good fit, we'll give you some homework, a risk tolerance, a questionnaire sheet to fill out, and then we do the retirement roadmap. We want to see the road that you're on. It's kind of like x-rays or MRIs. Is the road that you're on, look at all different scenarios, are you going to have enough money? Because it's about income, to last you and your spouse if you're married. And can you guarantee that? So we stress tested by doing different scenarios, and you help see it right on the big screen, because you help build it, actually, when you're right there. And you say, well, what if we delayed Social Security a couple years? What if we waited one or two more years? What if we say we lived a little longer? What does that look like? What if it earned this amount? What if it did this? We can just go backspace, click, put the other number in, click a button, calculate. It is a big, shows you on the screen. It's pretty eye-opening. Then on the third meeting, we talk about solutions. And then we get paid either fee basis or commission, depending on what we do. But we don't have a dog in the hunt. So the Secure Act was passed December 20th, 2019. They added on to the spending bill. And how many senators voted for it? Well, we're running out of time. I thought I'd have more time to go into the segment, so you got to stay tuned. If you have to go somewhere, it'll be posted on our website so you can listen to the rest of the show. So you're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. Please listen to this important message.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. Before I get into the SECURE Act that passed last Friday, our new website, if you'd like to sign up for a weekly market commentary every single week, it'll be automatically emailed to you. So when you call to say, hey, I'd like to get a copy of it, if you missed the last ones, they're also posted as well. But in the meantime, you can go to our website, leavealegacy.com, to get the economic forecast. Again, we're recording this December 26th. The NASDAQ hit a record, all-time record, just went over $9,000. So the SECURE Act, I already told you what it meant. It said, setting every community up for retirement security, passed the Senate 71 to 23. There's 100 senators. Back in May, it passed the House 417 to 3. There's 435 people, but some obviously didn't vote. Now, on the spending bill that it passed, the House passed it 297 to 120, so they tacked that on. So what are some of the highlights in this bill? And then we'll try to drill down. Well, the first one is the requirement minimum distributions. You know, the rule was the RBD, stands for requirement beginning date, was 7.5, but technically it was April 1st of the following year. You did your turn 7.5, you're required to take your minimum distributions. But if you did that, you had to take out two that year. So most people, when they took out their RMDs, requirement minimum distributions, took them out after they turned 7.5 in that year. Because if you didn't, there was a 50% penalty. How much? Well, they go by the fair market value. All that means is what it was worth on December 31st. You don't have to calculate that in Publication 590. You divide by 27.4, which is nothing more than 3.65%. To make that simple, if you had $100,000, that means you have to take out $3,650. If you didn't, there's a 50% penalty. So it's $1,825 plus the tax you got to pay. And then when you're 71, the divisor went up 26.5. The percentage went up to 3.7. So it goes up about a tenth every year. So now it's been delayed until 72. So starting January 1, 2020, you need to start withdrawing not until 72, a change from the current withdrawal at 7.5. So if I have clients that are 7.5 in 2019, they still need to take RMDs for 2019, no later than April 1st, 2020. If clients are currently receiving RMDs, or should be, because they were over 7.5, they must continue taking these RMDs. Only those who would turn 7.5 in 2020 may wait to age 72 to begin taking requirement distributions. Also, when you had a traditional IRA, if you were working, had income, you couldn't put money in after 7.5. Now you can. A Roth you could, but you couldn't. Inherit IRAs, known as the stretch, on Publication 590. Most of them says you had a empty the account out in 5 years or as rapidly as the IRA holder, but some companies had custodians that allowed you to stretch it, which means a multi-generation, they could take distributions based on the life expectancy of each individual heir. And if you have some custodians, they had a separate account rule. Well, now they're forcing the heirs, not the spouse, or minor children, to take it out over 10 years, which means it's going to be more tax money to the coffers of the IRS. That could be one reason why they passed it. See, that was a sneaky. You don't hear anybody on Fox News, anybody talking about that. That's why we're going to be talking about Roth planning may be paramount, but you must know how to do it right. Or else it's not going to be advantageous for some people. And also, a big, big one, and I told you I talked about before, is the income planning. 401ks are now going to be allowed to offer, besides the mutual funds, the ETFs, the stable value funds, index annuities, known as FIA, fixed index annuities, inside a 401k. Now, folks, are all fixed annuities good? No, some are dogs. Some are pretty good. Do you know which ones are and which ones don't? And some of them have income riders that are very important for income planning. Remember I said it's about distribution, not about accumulation. Now, for some people, that may not be the case, but many of them are now retiring. They want peace of mind. I think they want peace of mind. So, the SECURE legislation, which stands for Setting Every Community Up Retirement Enhancement, puts into place some major provisions. Here's another article I'm going to read to you. It offers small business tax incentives to set up automatic enrollment in retirement plans. Something used to be 3%, now it's 6%. And the individual working there can put up to 15% into a plan. They don't have to worry about risk, because they can participate in the upside, but they don't have to in the downside. So let me ask you a little question, maybe a little commercial. How much of your money can you afford to lose? Most people, not all people, say zero. If that's the case, why would you put your life savings at risk in the stock market? Well, that's all you had in the 401k until recently. On any given day, the market could dip into a bear market territory and wipe out your gains like it did in 2008 and 2001. Some investors lost up to 60 to 70%. Some. The good news is there is a small alternative where you can participate in the gains of the market, but not the downside. That's right. Growth without risk and with safety of principle. You want to leave your money to chance, luck, and risk? Now you're going to have a choice inside these 401ks. But if you're retired, you do have a choice, and you have to know which ones that you want to use, because some of them are actually dogs, but there are some that are very good, just like their stocks. So you may want to consider your no-so money, your paycheck for life that you have protected. No matter what happens, it'll pay you for as long as you live. The SECURE Act is a nice thing. Anything we can do on a bipartisan basis in this day, which is hard to believe, we're going to talk about politics on the next segment, is something in value. But my sense is the changes in the Act are quite modest, said Alice Mundell, Director of Center for Retirement Research at Boston College, a columnist for MarketWatch. Some financial advisors worry a few of the changes can hurt savers, such as incorporating annuities. But you get the wrong ones, folks, they can be dogs, just like the wrong stocks. If you'd like to get a copy of the entire bill, 41 pages, let me know. Now, five ways to use a Roth. Setting every community up for retirement, called the SECURE Act, which passed the House in a sweeping 417-3, I mentioned earlier. And I already told you what the Senate vote was. Let me talk about some strategy that you can use for the Roth. And named after William Roth, a Republican who died. He was a Republican of Delaware, 1997. So, Roth 401Ks, 403Bs, 457 plans, DRAC, In these plans, you can contribute out of your pocket to your employer's plan. The dollar limits for 2019 are $19,000 and $26,000 if you're 50 and older. Now, we're going to be coming out with a hybrid, by the way, a pretty powerful index annuity. So if your employer does not have a Roth 401k, you might want to go to them and see if he can put in a fourth 401k. If he doesn't have one, give us a call. We'll help him put one in along with these particular strategies. Number two, contributing Roth. Probably one of the best options to contribute to a Roth IRA given the FIFO, first in, first out exception. The limit is $6,000 per spouse, $7,000 for 50 years older. That's just a regular Roth. 401k, as I mentioned, that was earlier. You may only contribute if you have earned income. And then there's limits on the upper limit. I won't go back for time's sake. Backdoor Roth. If you have income over the limits, you could use non-deductible. IRAs have no limit income. Roth conversions. This is a big one, especially for the owners who have ticking time bombs. We're working on a case, $2 million. The guy was blown away on what we could do for him. So including an interesting RMD conversion strategy, and by the way, money that goes into Roth, even when you're 72, the RMDs, which is now the age, you have to take them out. Roth, you're not required to take distributions out. So a major opportunity to gain Roth accounts is to convert portions of an existing IRA to a Roth. Well, how would you like to be able to convert a lump sum that has a paycheck for life and you don't have to pay tax on the whole thing? You can do it over a period of, say, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years, and the company will pay a lot of the tax savings. Not all of it, but a lot of it. And make sure no matter what happens, you can never run out of money, and the money that's converted to the Roth, and if you need to take distributions out for that, are tax-free. If not, you can leave it to the heirs tax-free. In-plan after-tax Roth conversions and rollovers called the Mega Roth. I can't believe how much time's flying. So if you'd like to learn more, the best thing I can do is say, give Legacy Financial Strategies a call toll-free at 800-264-4963. Get a complimentary consultation. Get your independent objective analysis. 800-264-4963. Or Google the word Legacy Financial. Legacy Financial. Take it to a website called leavealegacy.com that has all our contact information. So when we come back, we're going to talk about San Francisco, and they spent $94 million on something that will be shocking to you. So please listen to this important message.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. And my name is David Gallner. Two books that I would encourage you to get. One we have in stock called The Smart Retirement, Strategic Movement Around Retirement Taxation by Matt Segola. Forwarded by Dr. Michael Rosian. He's the CEO of the Wellness Center at Cleveland Clinic. So I don't think he put a forward in if he didn't really think this book was a top-notch book. Easy read. If you want the book, there's no charge for it, so I want to make sure you're not a broker or insurance person. Just like to talk to you for 5 minutes. We'll ship it out to you. No charge. You don't have to pay any shipping. Other one, we don't have these yet, but you can order on Amazon, The Worthless IRA. Worthless IRA. Very important to know. So before we talk a little bit about politics and what San Francisco spent $94 million on, when it comes to investing, we know the stock market goes up and it goes down. Many financial advisors seem to take credit when the market goes up, but blames the market when it's down. When it's down, they will always say, don't worry, the market will come back. However, remember President Lincoln came back as a penny. But don't let that happen to your money. That's why you want to get those books. The math. It's all about the math, folks. So when it comes to investing, what's more important? Constantly changing after high returns or peace of mind? You know, in my opinion, peace of mind is more important than chasing high return. It comes down to quality of life and simply sleeping at night without worrying about losing and whether the stock market is up or down. If you're going into retirement, you're transferring from the accumulation phase to the income phase. You need to work someone who specializes in that area and also with taxes. So if you'd like to get a complimentary consultation, give us a call toll-free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. Now, switching gears, San Francisco spent $94 million. Hear this? Million, or approximately $257,000 per day for 2019. And San Francisco is still needle infesting, poop covered. They spent it on cleaning up poop, folks. San Francisco is still needle infested, poop covered, failed experiment, intolerance that continues to scare major conferences and their tourist dollars away from the city's $9 billion year industry. According to the San Francisco Chronicle, while progress has been made, I'm not sure how, the effort remains a losing battle. Despite paying poop patrollers nearly $200,000 to manage the town's fiasco. Hilarious, while Mayor London Bree participated in the media blitz in response to software giant Oracle's decision to move their massive annual convention to Las Vegas after two decades in San Francisco. An image of a guy taking, and I won't say it on the radio, basically pooping, Safeway was going viral. He said, we don't want Oracle to be beginning of a trend, says San Francisco Travel CEO Joe D'Alessandro, adding, if that becomes the case, San Francisco will be in for some very tough times. You can Google this. Again, $94 million. So what else is new? Well, they say our ex-president Barack Obama is silently backing who? Not Uncle Joe, you know, with the blonde hair, goes from dark hair to blonde hair. Silently, he's backing Elizabeth Warren. She says she's not taking money from the rich folks, but Obama apparently is courting some of the wealthy people to give her some money. So is that report true or not true? That came from called Headline Wealth. What else is in the news? New York bill would force, you ready for this? New York bill would force all public colleges to offer free abortions. Are they sick or what? Free abortions. Give me a break. Now, I got this from one of my clients. I think you'll enjoy this. A young Arkansas boy goes off to college. Arkansas. halfway through the semester, having foolishly squandered all of his money on his girlfriend, he calls home. Dad, he says, you won't believe what modern education is developing. They actually have a program here at Hendricks that will teach our dog, Old Blue, how to talk. How about that, folks? That's amazing, his dad says. How do I get Old Blue in that program? Just send him over with $1,000, the young Arky, standing in Arkansas, says, and I'll get him in the course. So his father sends the dog and $1,000. About two-thirds of the way through the semester, the money again runs out. The boy, of course, calls home again. So how's Old Blue doing, son? His father asks. The son answered, awesome, Dad. He's talking up a storm. He says, but you just won't believe this. They had such good results. They have started to teach the animals how to read. Read, says his father. No kidding. How do we get Blue in that program? The son says, just send $2,500. I'll get him into class. The money promptly arrives. The father sends it out. The Arkansas boy and his girlfriend are able to buy enough marijuana to last the whole semester. But our hero has a problem. At the end of the year, his father will find out the dog can neither talk nor read, even though he was always pretty much able to lie his way out of trouble. The Arkansas boy asks his girlfriend to help him think of a really good lie to tell his dad. She very quickly came up with a plan for him. So he has him shoot the dog. When he arrives home at the end of the year, his father is all excited. Where's Old Blue? I just can't wait to see him read something and talk. Dad, the boy says, I have some grim news. Yesterday morning, just before we left to drive home, Old Blue was in the living room and kicked back in the recliner reading the Wall Street Journal like he usually does. Then Old Blue turned to me and asked, so is your daddy still messing around with that little redhead who lives down the street? The father went white and exclaimed, I hope you shot that lion dog before he talks to your mother. The son said, I sure did, Daddy. That's my boy. The kid married his girlfriend. They both went on to law school. He became governor of Arkansas and president of the United States. And you already know what a liar his girlfriend turned out to be. That's who? Criminal Hillary Clinton. Lying Hillary. So remember this. If you want to protect your money, give Legacy Financial Strategies a call. You want to learn more about the Secure Act. You want to get on our weekly newsletters about the market. You have any questions at all, set up a phone call, complimentary, or in a first appointment meeting, no charge. Give us a call toll-free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or Google the word Legacy Financial, Legacy Financial. It'll take you to a website called leavealegacy.com. A wealth of information, on-demand seminars, some regular seminars, flip books. You can spend hours there. And if you'd like to get these two books called The Smart Retirement, we have these in stock. You can get it no charge. We'll pay the shipping. We just want to talk to you for 5 minutes. Called The Smart Retirement, Strategic Moving Around Retirement Taxation by Matt Sekula. The foreword is by Dr. Michael Rosian, CEO of the Wellness Clinic at Cleveland Clinic, did the forwarding on this. It talks about, you know, the sequence of returns, all this stuff, very important. The other book, I don't have it in stock, but if you want to get it, it's called The Worthless IRA. And we're not just talking about just IRAs, 403Bs, 457 plans, 401Ks. You want to get that book. I'm going to be talking to the gentleman, see how I can get those in quantity. So Smart Retirement, and the other book's called The Worthless IRA. So You want to protect your freedom, you got to get informed, folks. And you can't get informed by watching the communist news network known as CNN or MSNBC. Watch Newsmax. Fox News, for the most part, they got some good people. They got some crazies on there, too. But for the most part, it's much more reliable. But get other sources, too. Newsmax is another good one. Don't stick your head in the sand. Say it's too upsetting. Be like an ostrich. Protect your freedom. You must vote. But the most important thing is you're going to die. I'm going to die. Where are you going to spend eternity? I do another radio show. I'll do it tomorrow, Friday. It will air on Sunday morning, the same radio station, 790 AM, from 830 AM to 9 AM. It's called One Way Radio Network. There's only one way to heaven. Not 50 ways. You will not get there because you're a good old gal or boy. All have sinned and fall short the glory of God. There is none righteous. No, not one. Unfortunately, many people will not spend eternity in heaven, according to Matthew 7. Now, there'll be millions and millions of people that will be, but there'll be a lot more millions who won't, because the gate to heaven is narrow. The gate to heaven is wide. Two main reasons, or maybe some other reasons: ignorance and pride. So the secret to getting to heaven is really not a secret. You must humble yourself. James 4:10 says, humble yourself before the Lord and lift you up. You must repent. You have to recognize you're a sinner. If you think you're pretty good, you're not, because the Bible says there's none righteous. No, not one. You will not get to heaven because you're pretty good. Now, once you accepted Jesus Christ as the God, repenting of your sin, accepting as your Lord and Savior, there should be some kind of fruit. But your works will not get you into heaven. It's faith and faith alone. So who is this Jesus? He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me, me being Jesus. Either who he says he is, the God, or he's a lunatic or a liar. Hebrews 9:7 says, man's appointed once to die, then comes a judgment. Who do you say he is? Is he the God, or he's a lunatic or a liar? He's at the door, but you must open the door. He wants all to come to repentance. He doesn't want any to perish. But it's your choice. We're talking about forever and ever. It's not like taking a vacation and you say, I won't go there next year. My word means nothing. Your word means nothing. You better know for sure. So if you repent of your sin and accept him, I promise you, according to the word of God, you will spend eternity in heaven. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next week.